This morning, we have the opportunity to speak with the current president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, Carla Melbourne. Carla is also the legal practice manager at Shine Lawyers Caboolture. Good morning, Carla.
Morning, Debbie.
Carla, we keep hearing about the cost of living and some business having to close. What did the December quarter mean for local businesses?
Yeah, so what I'm hearing from local businesses is that they're still doing it tough. So we're hearing a lot about the cost of living crisis, but there is also a cost of doing business crisis. So what we know for our local businesses is that they're really struggling with the costs of keeping the doors open, particularly costs associated with insurance, electricity, and we are starting to see some local businesses suffer as well with discretionary spending being down. So what we're really encouraging people to do is get out there and shop local. We have so many great local businesses in Caboolture and they would all love, you know, to have some increased traffic. So we are running a promotion through Morton Money, which is basically a gift card that eligible local businesses can sign up to and accept. So if you're gifting someone, you know, maybe some gifts for Christmas or Valentine's Day or coming into Mother's Day, do consider gifting a Morton Money gift card so that that money can stay local, because we know that when we spend money locally, it does help local businesses and in turn our local communities.
That's great advice. I'm curious to hear your vision for 2025. Can you talk to us about strategies that you are hoping to implement to increase membership and engagement within the Chamber this year?
Absolutely. So for the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, 2025 is all about delivering for our members. So what we know from our members is that there's a couple of key things that they're looking for from their chamber. So one is increased education so that they can do really well in their business. We know that a lot of people go into business because they're good at the particular thing their business is going to do, not because, you know, they're particularly good at running a business or have a strong interest in that. So we've got a education calendar with keynote speakers and panel speakers that's really designed to upskill our business owners, helping them with things like social media, HR and IR laws, how to future-proof their business, how to bring their ideas into life, how to work on strategic plans, those sorts of things. We also know that our members are really keen to network with other business owners so that they can develop referral relationships, have a support network and have local suppliers. So we've got plenty of opportunities for networking. And we also understand the importance of having a Chamber of Commerce that can act as an advocate. So we are continually engaging with all levels of government to act as an advocate for local businesses and calling out then for feedback on policy changes, budgets, those sorts of things, so that we can make sure that all levels of government receive the opinions of those businesses in the Greater Caboolture area.
Gee, Carly, you've got a lot going on. So if a business owner is listening and is inspired to join, how do they contact the organisation and when and where is the next meeting?
So the next meeting is being held at Limelight Cinemas at Moray Field on the 20th of February from 5:30 p.m. It's on social media and how to turn your social media presence from static to spectacular. Come along. It is $10 for members and $40 for non-members. Our membership's only $100 a year. You can join on the night or you can pre-book online. If you head to the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce website, you'll see on there my contact details. You can give me a call. You can also order the tickets and sign up to your membership online as well.
Fantastic. That was Carla Melbourne, President of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, keeping our community connected. If you'd like to listen to those details again, go to the 101.5 FM website and search podcast.